Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Nidah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the third Mishnah. We looked at the first two together. Now it's the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth all clumped together. And for our purposes, we will only look at the third because that's all we're going to analyze in our Gemara. We'll go back to the later Mishnayot as they are assessed in the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and this is an opinion we've already seen cited, Abanashim Dayan Sha'atan. There are only four women who have the rule of Dayan Sha'atan, Betula, and Betula does not mean what we think it means. Mu'uberet Minika Uzekena. Betula here means a girl who's never had dam before. Mu'uberet, a pregnant woman, Minika, a nursing woman, and a Zekena, a woman who's postmenopausal. Rabbi Shua, Nilo Shamati Ella Betula. I only heard a tradition about Betula. Avalachak Rabbi Eliezer. But the halacha does follow Rabbi Eliezer, and that's as far as we're going to go for right now. Go to the Gemara, Tanya, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer le Rabbi Yehoshua. So in there's a little back information to that conversation. Ata lo shamata, ani shamati. You don't have the tradition, but I do. Ata lo shamata halachat. You only heard about one, but two lav, ani shamati abe. I heard all four. Now, ain omrim lemisha lo ra'at achodesh avo v'yaid. You don't come and testify to what you haven't seen, like you haven't seen the new moon. Elin shirau, somebody who saw it. So therefore, he convinced Rabbi Yeshua that the halacha followed him. However, as long as Rabbi Eliezer was alive, and remember the story in Bava Tzedek Daf Nun Tet about him being put in cherem, they followed Rabbi Yeshua's opinion and were stringent, and anybody except the Betula had made Tumat made late. Rabbi Eliezer predeceased Rabbi Yeshua, and at that point Rabbi Yeshua then announced the halacha is that all four women have Dayan Sha'atan. Now, why is that? Why didn't they rule like him in his life, since that's really the halacha, as Rabbi Yeshua admitted? He was thrown in cherem. Rabbi Yeshua thought, if we follow him in one area, people will follow him in other areas, and areas that he's been rejected. But we can't protest and stop them from following his opinion in other areas because it will be disgraceful to him. He's still alive. After he died, then we could challenge them and stop them. Then he restored the halacha to the way it should have been. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ba'arba. So Shmuel said this four words. Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ba'arba. Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer in four cases. And now we examine. Chada damran. One of them is our case. V'idach, notice we're all four of them in the same area of halacha. Hamaksha kamati shafet teizava. What this means is a woman who goes into labor and then ceases, what we'd call false labor, and she has a cessation, and then she is gives birth during Yimei Ziva. How much of a cessation do we call it for her to be giving birth as a Zava and be judged as a Zava as opposed to a Yoledet? And the answer is made late to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says 24 hours is all you need, and that is the halacha. Halacha kidvarav. So the Mishnah says halacha kidvarav. V'idach, the third one, azazav, azav, mishabat guat, son yom rishon, matzut tahor. So azav and azav, I have to do shiva nekim, I have to have 7 clean days without seeing either dam or ziva. And let's say they did a bedika on the first day of their 7 and found themselves to be a tahorim, and didn't do bedikas 2 through 6, on days 2 through 6. Yom Shvi Matzu Tahor, and then they found again on 7th day Tahor, Shaimim Lo Badku. Rabbi Eliezer says they're good to go. Rabbi Shua says something that's kind of strange. It says they get the first day because they checked, they get the 7th day because they checked. So now they could start on day 3 as it were. Rekiva says that all they get is the 7th day. Now, and it was, of course, it was reasonable because Rishua's position is kind of strange. Because why would we say that they don't have days 2 through 6? Because we have to, were you worried they saw something? That there's something, they had some same emission. But if they had an emission, day 1 shouldn't count either. So Rekiva says they only get day 7. Okay, now, Batanya, we have the following bright. Shimon v'Rabbi Yossi Omrim, near Indi, Rabbi Eliezer, near Rishua. This is the next generation. And they said, really, Rabbi Eliezer's position is more reasonable than Rabbi Shua, as I pointed out. But Rabbi Kiva made the very Kulan. Rabbi Kiva's position is the most reasonable. Haval halachak Rabbi Eliezer. So again, we have Tanaim telling us, halachak Rabbi Eliezer. That's case 3. Case 4, v'idach, didan achorei kelim, the back of a kli, shenit mu b'mashkin, and became tome with tome mashkin. liquids. The back of that kli, if it touches any other liquids, makes it tamei, but not doesn't affect food at all, not even a posel it. Take it even further. Even if the water is chulin, the tamei, and doesn't invalidate food, afilu truma. Now, that's what Eliezer. It affects both mashkin to be matami further and ochlin for them to be unfit. So he equates the two. Amr Bishua, and he argues his case. Kalvachomer, umma tful yom. Think about this. A tful yom that the Torah recognizes as having a lighter level of tuma. So somebody who's on their last day of tahara, of tuma really, they go to the mikveh, they're waiting for Erev Shemesh, waiting for sunset, they're called a tful yom. So now, tful yom, she'en matame mashkid chulin. A tful yom does not affect chulin at all. Posel ochli truma, but he does affect the food of truma. So acharei kelim, the back of kelim that you, Rabbi Eliezer, admit, matame mashkin chulin does affect mashkin of chulin, and ain't posel ochli truma certainly should affect foods of truma. What's Rabbi Eliezer's answer? Acharei kelim derabanan. This whole truma is derabanan. Tful yom daraita. A tful yom is from the Torah. From what are we daraita? Love the kavachomer. You can't make a kavachomer from a daraita onto derabanan, because first of all, by definition, derabanan is more lenient, and second of all, the Doraita is divine fiat, and the Rabbanan works within a system of logic. Now, to me, Doraita ain't Ocha Matame Kli, because after all, the Acharei Kelim is all the Rabbanan. Why? Because me, Doraita, food cannot be Matame Kli. Only a person can, or the Avatuma. Vein Mashke Matame Kli, and liquid can. For Rabbanan, Rigazo Gzeira, Mishim Mashke Nazava Zava. Why did they put a Gzeira that foods and liquids should be Matame Kli at all? Because of the liquids of Azav and Azava, Azav spits, for instance, that is Metame. So Mashkin, Alun, the Kabbalatuma, therefore liquids, which don't need a Heksher, and right away are Tame, Gazer Balbon, they extended the Gzera there. Ochlin, they Alun, the Kabbalatuma, but food does not have that same rule. It needs Heksher. Lo Gazer Balbon, the Gzera doesn't apply there. And therefore your Kabbalatuma doesn't work. Now, Umayish to Acharei Kelim Denakat, so why did the Mishnah pick Acharei Kelim? The answer is Mishum the Kili, because we treat them more lightly. That non-Klishim, Mami Acharav Mashkin, if you have a Kli that the back of it got Tamei with Mashkin, with liquids, Acharav Tamei, only the back is Tamei, Tocho, the inside, Ozno, the ear, like the handle, Ogno, the rim, Yadav, other handles on it, Torin, they're all Tahor. In Ma Tocho, but if the middle got Tamei, Kulo Tamei, the whole thing's Tamei. So since Acharei Kelim is more light, therefore we have to put the Gzera there. So, Ma'akamash Flan Shmuel. Now, let's look at Shmuel's statement that Halacha Karebi Eliezer Ba'arba, and we said what those four are. What's Shmuel teaching? Bechulutan Nelchatan, every one of the Mishnayot, it said Halacha Karebi Eliezer, or we had a Braita that it was appended. What's he teaching? Chitem Achari Kedem Kamash Flan. Maybe he's just teaching the last case where it did not say Halacha Karebi Eliezer. Delodnan, Velem Halacha Karebi Eliezer Ba'achari Kelim. Let him just say that we follow Karebi Eliezer Ba'achari Kelim. Halacha Kamash Flan. Shmuel is teaching us a very big thing. She'in Lemidin Halacha Mipi Talmud. You can't infer halacha from Talmud, meaning when the Mishnah states, this is the halacha, that's not necessarily the case, and you need an amora to come and confirm that that's the practice. Okay. Vetuleika, are there really no other cases where we follow Rabbi Eliezer? That Shmuel says we follow Rabbi Eliezer? Vayikadinan, we have the Mishnah in Yivamot, in the last Parkim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Melamdin etaktanash to Mainbo. What's the case? Two brothers married two sisters, and the two sisters were orphans. One of them was above age, and one of them was below age. So the one above age was a proper marriage. The one below age was Kiddushe Miun. The brother who had married the older one died. And so now, sorry, the brother who married the young one, who married the older one died. And so now his brother, who's married to this young girl, wants to do Yibum, or would like to do Yibum, or is set to do Yibum with the older girl. However, he can't because she's a Chot Ishto. So Rabbi Eliezer says, we coach the younger girl to walk out on the marriage, thus nullifying and opening up the doors for Yibum. If you ever viewed Rabbi Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Halachah Rabbi Eliezer, even though Rabbi Gamliel disagrees and says, if she wants to leave, she leaves, but we don't coach her to do so. Shmuel said, Halachah Rabbi Eliezer. So Shmuel himself said, here's a fifth case. The answer is very simple. When did Rabbi Shmuel say we follow Rabbi Eliezer in only four cases? That's in Tarot. In the rest of the Shas, there's lots of cases we follow Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was a very, very big rabbi. And we'll prove to you that Shmuel's rule was limited to Tarot. Did not. We have a Mishnah in Chala. If you take a small breads that were less than a kashir, but you take them out of the oven and you put them into a basket together, asam itself on the challah, being in the same basket, then puts the shurim together. If you now have chamesh revayim kamach worth, you tap the challah at that point. If you ever read Amar Shmuel, Achak Rabbi Eliezer, and Shmuel himself said, we follow Rabbi Eliezer. So there's a sixth case. So Shmamina, that proves to you that Shmuel's original statement was limited to Taharot. So the question is, but why did you bring the challah case? The Yibum case should have proved that already. The answer is, Mishum Lekar Rabbi Elazar. Now this Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, a student of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and I'm going to use the full names here, Kavate, he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, the one who we're talking about. Ditnan, in a later Mishnah in the same parak, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua Omer, Malam Dina Taktanash Tamayinbo, in a somewhat parallel case, but not exactly the same case, he again says we coach the girl to walk out on the marriage to allow Yibum to happen. Umikai, but since when does Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua really agree with Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus? In Daf Kuf Tet Amud Bet, the Gemara explains why both cases are needed, because they're not really the same. So now, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus is without other support, and therefore the fact that we rule like him proves that we rule like Rabbi Eliezer in more than four cases, as long as we're out of Taharot. What do we need challah for? The answer is, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who is the famous last person to give smicha and then slaughtered by the Romans, held like Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus de Tanya. This is a bright, but it's associated with Masechet Eduyot. It's really a Mishnah in Eduyot in the beginning of Perek Vav. It should be Tanan. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava meheid chamisha dvarim. He testified to five things, which means it's all halacha. Everything in Eduyot is halacha. The first thing is that we coach the tanot to walk out in that case. Second, that we allow a woman to get married based on the testimony of one person that her husband died. Even a chicken would be killed if it killed somebody. Any animal killed, not just an ox. And that wine as young as 40 days from the pressing was poured on the Mizbeach. Now, Tomei Shashach Shekar B'Arba Shot, and the Korban Tomei was never brought past four Shot, which parenthetically is why we rule like Rabbi Yehuda in Brachot Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, that Zman Tfilat Shachrit is till then also. Okay, so now we see from that Mishnah that we have other support for Rabbi Eliezer, and that is indeed why we rule like him in this case, and that doesn't prove that we're ruling on Kim, we're ruling Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Therefore, we need a challah to prove that we rule like Rabbi Eliezer in other cases besides those four outside of Taharot. Now, my Ktanot, let's prove it. The Ktanot mentioned in this Mishnah, Lav Chad Rabbi Elazar v'Chad Rabbi Eliezer, isn't one of them Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua's case, and one of them Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus' case, which means we have confirmation? Well, my Ktanot, Ktanot Tamak, Ktanot just means girls. Doesn't mean this Ktanot and that Ktanot, it just means young girls. Which means it could all be Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and maybe Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus has no support, and a ruling like him really means that, and therefore we don't need challah yet. So Yachi Gabi Isha Nami, but that's not true, because look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that in the next thing he testified was Misina Ta'isha. It should have said Nashim, if you want to talk in the collective generic. V'nema Nashim Da'alma. V'hachak Tani Isha, v'hachak Tani Ktanot. The very fact that in one line it uses Ktanot, and one line it uses Isha, Shmamina Davka Ktani Shmamina. We see that Ktanot really means two of them. It means Rabbi Eliezer's case and Rabbi Eliezer's case. And therefore, to sum it up, the fact that we, the Shmuel, rules in accord with Rabbi Eliezer, in that case, proves nothing because he may be doing it based on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's support. So therefore, we also needed to prove that we have other cases where we rule like Rabbi Eliezer outside of Taharot by quoting the case of the Chalat. Okay, shift the scene from Nahardea, where Shmuel is, to Tveria, where Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat is. And again, I'll continue to use last names, patronyms, because to keep things clear. V'chein amar Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat. Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus bi'arba'a. He said the same line. He said, Rabbi Elazar, v'tuleika? And again, are there no more? We know the four. We already saw them. V'anan Rabbi Eliezer omer, l'mdin taktanash t'vayin, bo the case of Yibum. V'yama Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat. just like Shmuel. Halacha Karebi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. Vechitema ki Amar Rabbelazar ben Pedat. Halacha Rabbelazar ben Hurkanus be Arba. You want to give the same answer that he said Halacha follows Rabbelazar in four cases. That's Beseder Taro, just like we said for Shmuel. Havabashar Sidreiki, but in other Sidarim, we rule like Rabbelazar many times. Omiika, that's not true. We're going to actually prove that Rabbi Lazar meant this statement comprehensively. Only four cases anywhere. Vatnan, we have a Mishnah in Shvi'it. Haverad Vakof Valatom Vakataf. These are different kind of herbs that grow. Yeshtan Shvi'it L'dman Shvi'it. They are under the ban of Shemitah. Yeshtan Biur L'dman Biur. The Amar Rabbi Pedat. Rabbi Pedat is Rabbi Lazar and Pedat's son. Man Tanak Tafa Peiro, who is the author who says that these things are called Peirot? The sap is called Peirot? Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. He identifies the author of that Mishnah as Rabbi Eliezer. V'yamar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera turned to him and said, Chazin mirach mi'avuch kashritu k'taf al'alma. I see that between you and your father, Rabbi Eliezer ben Pedat, you are being matir these things to the world during Shemitah. How do so? Atamart mantanak tafa peira, Rabbi Eliezer. You're identifying the author as Rabbi Eliezer. And your father said we only rule like him in four cases, which means this Mishnah is not lahalacha at its mutter. But if it were really true that Rabbi Lazar and Pedat's ruling was limited to Taharot, Rabbi Pedat should say to him, my father said halacha follows Rabbi Lazar in four cases, but say to Taharot. But in other Siddurim there are more, including here. Alright, so that means that we now see that at least in the case of Rabbi Lazar and Pedat, he meant four and only four anywhere. So Elakashahi, so now we have a problem with Yevamot. Why does Rabbi Lazar ben Pedat rule like Rabbi Eliezer in a fifth case? The answer again is we should look at Rabbi Lazar Kavate. Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua agrees. This is all we saw. Now Rabbi Lazar remember, I'm doing Tanosh Ma'inbo, Mikai, Vatsuchud, Mitsuchin, and Lehu, Vladam Nadadi, exactly like we said before. Shum Dekai, Rabbi Yur ben Bava Kavate. The answer is because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava supports him, and that's why Rabbi Lazar ben Pedat rules that way. But Rabbi Lazar ben Pedat will not rule like Rabbi Eliezer except in four cases, in all of Shas, and all of them are in Taharot. Vetulaika, are there no other places where Rabbi Lazar ben Pedat rules like Rabbi Eliezer? Fatnan, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omrah Brachar Fit Fneatzma. This is in the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Brachot. Machloket about where to put the addition for Havdalah on Saturday night in Motzei Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva says that you say it as a fourth bracha, a separate bracha, that ends with the Mavda Mekodesh Tachol. Rabbi Eliezer Mel Rabba Hoda'a. He says you say it in Modim. V'amma Rabbi Eliezer ben Pedat, halachak Rabbi Eliezer. So you see there's another case where he rules like him. Amma Rabbi Abba Hoda'a, Amma Meshum Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel. Because he had a tradition that it was Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel who also said you say it in Modim. So the same exact words that we had here as coming from Rabbi Eliezer, we have here from Rechanan Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer is much older than Rechanan Gamliel. After Rabbi Eliezer is a little bit older than Rabbi Gamliel, it was Rabbi Gamliel's son. It was Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne. It's because Rechanan Gamliel agreed with Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore Blazer and Pedat ruled like that approach. Umikai, wait a second. Since when does Rabbi Chaim Gamliel agree with that approach about Havdalah? Vatanya, we have a bright as follows. Or Yom Kippurim, the night of Yom Kippur, Mitpal Sheva, you say seven brachot, Avot Vor Kedusha, Kedushat Hayom, Avot Ahudah and Shalom, Umitvadeh and say Vidui, Shacharit, same thing, Baal Shavu Mitvadeh, Musaf, same thing, Baal Shavu Mitvadeh, Mincha, same thing, Baal Shavu Mitvadeh, Mini Ilah and Baal Shavu Mitvadeh, same thing in the Ilah, all five tefillot of Yom Kippur are pretty much alike. Be'arvit, Motza Yom Kippur, Mipalel Sheva, Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, you say seven brachot, Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, meaning the middle bracha is an abbreviated form, we'll get to that in the fourth parak of brachot, of all 13 or 12 bakashot. He quotes his answers as saying, "Mitpalel Shmoneh Esrei." You have to say a full Shmoneh Esrei. Why? You have to say Avdol and Chonen Adat, not in Modim, but in Chonen Adat. And if it was Modim, he wouldn't require this because Modim, you say full in any case. You're right. Here, he's not saying his opinion; he's quoting his ancestors' opinion, which is saying in Chonen Adat, which is our halacha in practice. But he himself does not accept that. Okay, the last little piece we're going to do in this podcast goes back to the issue of the spice and the herbs and the issue of Shemitah. I'm going to be Rabbi Yoav Zera. Zera protested the identification of the author of that Mishnah as being Rabbi Eliezer, as he did. So Rabbi Yirmiyah turns from Zerah and says, Rabbi Eliezer, you don't think that the only authority to say that sap is a pre is Rabbi Eliezer? But no, we have a Mishnah in Orla. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Amalmid Bisraf Orla, if you put things to curdle in the sap from an Orla tree, Asur, meaning that he considers the Sraf to be a pre. The answer is Afilu Tim Rabbanan. Even though Rabbanan would agree with the Shemitah issue, Ad Kama Plig Rabbanan Alei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in Orla. Katfa de Gavza. That sap that comes out of the branch. Katfa de Pera, but sap that comes out of the fruit. Module, they agree that's fruit. Ditnana Rishua. Shemad Feru Shemamid Bisrafa Alim Bisrafa Ikarin Mutar. I heard explicitly, Rishua says, I heard a tradition that if you let something curdle in the sap from leaves or from the roots, mutar, that's not asur, orla stuff. Srafa bagin, but if you use young, unripe figs and the sap from there, asur. Neshupri. So therefore we see that Rabbanan agree that if it's the sap of the fruit itself, juice from the fruit, that itself is considered to be under the ban of Shemitah also. If you buy it, another way to take it, where do they disagree? Bilano separot, with a fruit bearing tree. They say only the fruit is the fruit, and the sap is not. A bilan chain, oh, separot, like a maple tree. The sap is its pre. None of Rabbi Shimon Omer. And like Taf Shvit, Rabbi Shimon says, Taf is not under the ban of Shvit at all. Chom yesh like Taf Shvit, Chom say, it is. The sap is the pre. Now, we think Chachamim here are those who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. But there, Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said, Tafe Shvit. So it must be that Chachamim have a middle position, which is, Man Chachamim la Rabbanan plig al Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, they must be the Chachamim who have a middle position of saying, in a fruit-bearing tree, the sap is nothing. But in a non-fruit-bearing tree, deciduous tree, the sap is the fruit. So Amar Le'ah Sabah Achim Rabbi Yochanan. So an elder told us, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Man Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer. The answer is that there's only two opinions here, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Eliezer. And the Chacham here is representing Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Damar ki tvo zeo pir yo. In all trees, the sap is the pre. Rabbi Eliezer, why are you on Shein Osepri? So why did you pick a deciduous tree? Filiyelan Osepri, pick a fruit-bearing tree. And be a tomin bigger chedish, tvo zeo pir yo. That even the sap there is the pre. The answer is the Divyam Darbanan Kamarlo. He was responding to Rabbi Shimon, as it were. I believe that even a fruit-bearing tree, the sap is a pre. But according to you, say it's not. At least agree in a deciduous tree that the sap is the pre. Rabbanan Amrilein is opposite number said to him, Loshna, there is no difference between this and that. And in both cases, it is not considered a pre. Okay, I'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up where we are on Daf Chet Amud Bet. First, we'll go back to the Mishnah and analyze the next Mishnah Dalet, and then we will study together. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.